Parsha Shoftim, the end of Parsha Shoftim, the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen that was anointed to take Bnei Yisrael out to war, would get up and he would say, V'amar Aleim, he would say to Bnei Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Atam Krevim Ayem Lamacham Aleveichem, you are approaching war today against your enemies. Al Yedach Levavchem, do not allow your heart to fear. Al Tiru, Al Tachbazu, Al Tartu Mepneim. Don't fear your enemies. So Rashi says on the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, says Rashi, Afilu Ein Bachem Zchus Ala Kriya Shema Belvad. Even if the only merit that you have is Kriya Shema itself, Kedai Atam Shiyashia Aschem, you are worthy that Hashem should help you. So the Mefarshim all ask that this Rashi, which is it's a Gemara, seems to contradict another Gemara that says that the Hasach Bein Tefillah LeTefillah, that even someone who talks between putting on his Tefillin Shel Yad and his Tefillin Shel Rosh, Chozim Eorcha Al Mochama, such a person doesn't go out to battle because that's considered an Avera. And if a person has even the smallest Avera, he shouldn't go out to battle. So it seems that Kriya Shema itself is not sufficient. Quite the contrary, if a person even has the smallest Avera, he can't go out to battle. We also need to understand why Chazal chose this Avera of interrupting between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh as an example of an Avera that a person shouldn't go out to battle. In the words of Chazal, which is going on the Pasuk later on, the Pasuk says, Mi ha'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav, somebody who is afraid, Chazal say, ha'yorei ma'averes shebiyodai, somebody who is afraid of the averes that he has in his hand. The term averes shebiyodai is a bit difficult. The Chazal should have said, ha'yorei ma'averes sheyeshloi, somebody who is afraid of the averes that he has. Why averes shebiyodai, the averes that are in his hand? Chazal darshan on these days, the days of Elul and the Yom Neroim, there's a pasuk, Aryeh Shoag Milo Gira, the lion has roared, who is not afraid? And they say that Aryeh stands for, the Aleph stands for Elul, the Reish stands for Rosh Hashanah, the Yud stands for Yom Kippur, and the He stands for Hoshana Rabbah. And that's what this pasuk represents these days. The lion has roared, who is not afraid? And we need to understand what is the similarity between these days and the lion roaring. We know from the Gemara that there is a type of animal that we're not sure whether it's considered a behema or a chaya. There are different halachas that apply to behemoths. Some apply to chaya. For example, the chelav of a behemoth is aser. The chelav of a chaya is mutter. Kisui hadam, the mitzvah of covering the blood, only applies to a chaya, not to a behemoth. So, but there's one type of animal that we're not sure if it's a behemoth or a chaya, and that's called a kvi. Kaf vav yud. It's called a kvi. Some people pronounce it koi. So I'd like to try to understand what is the, why is this animal called a kvi or a koi? Chazal say, Mesachs Kedushin, Toiv Sheberoifim LeGehenim. The best of the doctors go to Gehenim. And this obviously can't be understood on its face value. We have wonderful doctors that are definitely going to Gan Eden. So what does it mean, Tev Shabbatayfim again? So I believe you can understand this based on a, I heard a vort. There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis that talks about Esther Amalka when she was approaching the chamber of Ahasuerus, when she was going to go in and beseech Ahasuerus to save Klal Yisrael. So the Chazal tell us that she felt the Shechina depart from her. And that's why she said the pasuk. She said the kapitel Chav Beis in Tehillim, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, my God, why have you deserted me? So the Gemara says that first Esther said, Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yechidasi. She first asked Hashem to save her from the dog. She was referring to Ahasuerus as a dog. So Esther said, well, maybe the Shechina departed from me because I refer to Ahasuerus as a dog. So she changed the term that she used for Ahasuerus, and she said, Hishiyeni mipi Arye, save me from the lion. And then the Shechina came back to her. So we need to understand, what's the difference? Call him a dog, call him a lion. Ahasuerus was a lowlife. He was probably worse than a dog. So why would the Shechina depart from her if she called him a dog? So I heard a vort that a dog is the type of animal that if you're nice to it, the dog will be nice to you. A person can find favor in the eyes of a dog. And the dog will treat the person accordingly. A lion, however, no matter how nice you be to a lion, the lion, it doesn't really matter to the lion. The lion poses the same danger whether you're nice to him or not. So when a person comes into contact with a lion, the person knows that there's nothing they can possibly do to find favor in the eyes of a lion. They're totally at Hashem's mercy. Whereas when the person is confronting a dog, the person has their own tactics and how to save themselves from the dog, because the person can just be nice to the dog and the dog will be nice to him. When Esther approached Ahasuerus, she, in her mind, she was approaching him like a dog. I'm going to be nice to him. I'll tilbash Esther Malchus. Esther got dressed up nicely. I'm going to be nice to him, and then he'll be nice to me. She thought that she was actually going to have a part in this salvation of Klal Yisrael. She was contributing to this because she was approaching him like a dog. At which point, Hashem says to her, really? You think you can handle this on your own? Okay, I'm out of here. And the Shechina departed from her. And that's when Esther said, oi, the Shechina probably departed from me because I approached him like a dog. And then she realized Ahasuerus isn't a dog, Ahasuerus is a lion. And there's nothing I can possibly do to make this better. I'm totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And when she came to that recognition that she's totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shleilam, because Ahasuerus is a lion and not a dog, that's when the Shechina came back. Now, this difference between the dog and the lion is not really the difference between just a dog and a lion. It's really the difference between a behemah and a chaya. A behemoth is a domesticated animal. Any type of domesticated animal is called a behemoth. And a wild animal, animals that are not domesticated, that cannot be domesticated, are called a chaya. So I was thinking that perhaps, according to the explanation given before, if suffik chaya, suffik behemoth, if a person approaches a situation and they're not sure, you know, I'm not sure if I'm contributing or if it's all Hashem or maybe I do have some kind of chelik here, that's a forbidden thought. Whenever we approach anything, we need to know that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're just going through the motions. But if a person is on a level where they're a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema, they're still questioning, they still think that they might have some kind of, that they might be contributing something. That's called a Kvi. Kvi is Kaf Vav Yud, which is it's an acronym, it's Rosh HaTevis, Koichi Vo'itzim Yodi. It's the person saying, it's my strength and it's my power. We need to know that we need to approach life situations like we're approaching a Chaya. We're only going through the motions. We're totally at Hashem's mercy. Now the Dorosh HaRishum say that El is Rosh HaTevis, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, I'm to my beloved and my beloved is to me. And what that represents is that the Avodah of these days is that Ani L'doidi, I need to realize that I need to totally give myself up to my beloved. There's no ani. I need to give my ani away to my doidi. And only then, v'doidi li, only then will my beloved be there for me. But if I'm not going to, if I'm not willing to give up my ani to the doidi, then the Shekhinah is just going to depart. And that's why Chazal say that these days are called a lion. Aryeh Shog Milo Yira. These are the days of a lion. These are the days that we need to realize that we need to approach the world, every aspect of our lives, like we're approaching a lion. We're totally at Hashem's mercy. We are not contributing anything. Any shtadlis that we do is just going through the motions. Everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I believe this is why we first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Yad represents that we have to go through the motions. There's actions that we need to do. The Shtadlis is necessary. But there can't be an interruption between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Rosh represents our Emunah in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is the one and only, and we don't contribute anything. There cannot be an interruption between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Anything that we do is with the understanding and the belief and the faith that it's all that Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. But if someone interrupts between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, then the person doesn't have the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That interruption indicates that the person thinks that they're actually contributing something. So there lacks in the Kriya Shema. There's no Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean? You think that you're actually contributing something. It's not Hashem Echad. So there's no contradiction. If someone interrupts between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, then they don't even have the Zechus of Shema Yisrael. And that's why Chazal used the term Hagiorim Averis Shebiyodai. Somebody who's afraid of the Averis Shebiyodai, I mean the Averis, specifically Avera, that you think that there's something in your hand. You think that there's something within your abilities, that you contribute something. You think it's Biyodai. If you think that you're contributing something, then don't go out to battle. Because one, in order to be successful in battle, one needs to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that is doing everything. And that's how we need to approach all battles of life. Understanding that we're totally at Hashem's mercy. Everything is a lion, not a dog. And if somebody has a suffix, whether it's a chai or a behema, then the person is a kvi, it's koichi v'oitzim yadi. So the Eibishter helps that we should be zeiche in the schus of true emunah and bitachon. Ani l'doidi, understanding that if I forfeit the ani to my doidi, only then v'doidi li. That's chus, we shall all be zeicha to aksivach simatoyva, and a gitke ben shiur, that Rabbeinu Shlom should come to our salvation, to bring it, it should be a shnas geula v'yeshua, b'vias Mashiach, zedkenu b'meheru v'yameinu amen.